This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New York health officials have confirmed the state's second vaping-related death. The patient was a Manhattan man in his 30s. In a statement, Governor Cuomo says, if you don't know what you're smoking, don't smoke it. He also says the federal government needs to take action or more lives will be lost. Police are investigating an early morning attack on an Orthodox Jewish man who was on his way to morning prayers in Muncie. The 30-year-old father of four was beaten and stabbed outside Congregation Tashnad. He's in critical condition and in surgery at Westchester Medical Center. He told first responders two men jumped out of a car and attacked him. Police are reviewing surveillance tapes from the area. The community fears it was an anti-Semitic attack. Ramapo police say they can't classify it as a hate crime yet. Residents of Union Square, who are not happy with the new 14th Street busway, showed up at an MTA news conference today to complain. WCBS's Marla Diamond says the MTA will start issuing warnings tomorrow to drivers who block the bus lanes on 14th Street.
Michael Certo lives at 13th and University Place and is posting videos under the hashtag 14th Street Nightmare.
Cars backed up all day, 7:30 in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, started to get panhandlers who can now stop on that street corner because the cars can't move through four or five lights.
The DOT is monitoring side street traffic, says Deputy Commissioner Eric Beaton.
Some of you may have seen there was some independent company that released some data that said that traffic speeds have been about the same, which matches what we've anecdotally seen.
The press conference was held to announce a 20% increase in weekday ridership on the M14 SBS bus and to warn drivers that street and bus-mounted cameras are capturing vehicles that block the bus lanes or fail to make the first right turn off 14th Street. At Union Square, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Democrats in Connecticut's House are floating a new toll plan, one that would only toll trucks. Governor Lamont wants to charge tolls on all vehicles. The trucks-only tolls would be collected at a dozen bridges on interstate highways. They could raise up to $150 million a year. Lamont wants to meet next week with legislative leaders to talk about it. The white supremacist manifesto posted online and shared by someone at Syracuse University was the same one sent out before the mass shootings at two mosques in New Zealand. WCBS's Sean Adams has the latest.
Some at Syracuse University fear recent racist incidents and a hateful internet posting could foreshadow violence.
We do not believe that there is a direct threat.
Syracuse Police Chief Kenton Buckner reassuring students and faculty after someone posted a white supremacist manifesto to a social media site. The racist diatribe was then forwarded to phones as students studied in a library. FBI agent Peter Fitzgerald.
The FBI is fully aware of what's going on at the university. We're fully engaged with our partners at the Department of Public Safety, the Syracuse Police Department, and the New York State Police.
In recent weeks, there have been several racist and anti-Semitic incidents. Swastikas, graffiti, and a verbal attack. In response, Syracuse suspended fraternity activities for the rest of the semester. Some students, though, are still staging a sit-in. They're demanding that more be done. Governor Cuomo wants Syracuse to hire an independent monitor. Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
To the Weather Center now, meteorologist Bob Larson. Not a lot of sun again today.
And once again, more clouds than sun. Also chilly, somewhat breezy. Today's high of 47, clearing tonight. A chilly breeze, at least through the early nighttime hours. Wind should be light overnight, a low of 37 in the city, upper 20s in outlying areas. Sunshine tomorrow morning, clouding over in the afternoon, milder than today. High 52, even warmer Friday. But there could be a couple of the showers. Temperatures now range from 39 in Yorktown Heights to 48 in Elizabeth, 46 in Midtown, with a high of 47.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.